You're listening to helpful homegrown advice for your tech troubles with Dr. Craig Lowry.
Craig Lowry
on News Radio 590 KLBJ.
Looking for your phone calls at 836-0590, pound 590, as we continue to talk about the state of the job market in Austin as it relates to tech jobs. We've got Roger on the phone on Mopac. Roger?
Yes.
You want to weigh in on this? Tell me what you know.
Sure. Well, do you not agree that probably a lot of the job loss in the market is somewhat a result of a saturation of the current technologies into the market? In other words, Pentium processors on the desktop, everybody's got plenty of computing power, everybody's packing a cell phone, is driving around, and regenerative or replacement sales just really haven't caught up because the technology leap has not been great enough to justify people wanting to get out in the market and buy the follow-on products. And you know, I think probably an extension of that would be maybe we're just in a low spot right now that will be risen as bandwidth increases on the internet capability, streaming video over the internet becomes more of a commonplace and a realistic thing that we can have in our homes and our offices that would potentially replace telephone and television.
Yeah, Roger, you get an A. You get to move to the front of the class because what you've hit upon is actually part of what we're going to be talking about as we move into later portions of the show. And this is something that I have thought for a long time before any of the tech slump occurred. I was thinking this back in 95 or 96 even, and that is, how can we continue to spend on technology just to keep up with the Joneses, and we're not really buying any more features or functionality that we have to have? It has to do with keeping up and, in a lot of cases, keeping up appearances. If I'm not buying tech, my customers will perceive me as not staying on top of the game, and so I'm going to lose sales or I'm going to lose clients. And, yeah, I definitely see where you're going, and there has been a saturation as part of a tech escalation, kind of like a war in a way between everyone in business trying to keep up with each other and surpass each other to make sure that they're continued to be perceived as on top of the tech game.
Sure, and I think a lot of it is also driven by the quote killer app, which is the application for the technology that makes people want to have it and utilize it.
Absolutely, and we lack that killer app right now.
That's yes, going
to take us to the next level. And people, of course, are always looking for that next wave and trying to identify it and jump on it and capitalize on it. But it has yet to materialize.
Are you familiar with Media Fusion out of Dallas?
No, I'm not familiar with. Is that a particular company?
Yeah, Media Fusion is a company, and they basically have a technology that utilizes the naturally existing propagated magnetic field on a power line to do transmissions of high bandwidth telephone, television, internet.
Wow.
They have a very unique technology that could be the kind of breakthrough that would change a lot of things as, you know, the infrastructure to run copper or fiber would not be required.
Yeah, it's really hard to know which of these technologies that are being proposed are actually going to come to fruition. Roger, really appreciate your call. Let's go right now to a tech worker in Austin. John wants to weigh in. I understand you were laid off and want to respond.
I was. You asked us to call in.
Yes, sir.
Worked in the wireless infrastructure business, and part of the contraction of that industry was hit as part of a round of layoffs.
What did you do?
I was a technology consultant for a business development group.
So what does that mean? What was your daily chores? What kind of things did you do day in, day out?
Pre-sales support and post-sales support, so designing an integration of our software into existing companies' web interfaces to provide wireless access into those functions and features.
So you helped customers to understand how to use your technology and integrate it?
Exactly. Right. And then after the sales cycle, part of the post-sales would be actually implementing that design.
So you got laid off, and what happened?
I'm looking for a job.
Still looking. And what kind?
Still looking.
Why are the doors not opening? What do you perceive as the main problem?
Companies seeing a shrinking economy and not needing to have so many workers to support current levels of their sales.
So when I say there are 900,000 tech jobs that are open right now in the U.S., how do you respond to that?
I'm looking for them. That's how I respond.
Do you not believe that, or how do you explain it? How do you reconcile that?
I absolutely believe it, because in looking at all the papers and Monster.com and Dice Jobs, all of those job boards, there are thousands of jobs. out there.
So what is it that's keeping you from getting one of them?
You know, if I knew that would be the million-dollar question.
Really?
Wouldn't it?
What kind of educational background do you have?
I have a bachelor's degree and
What's the major?
No, it's the major. Philosophy, math, and a minor in language and physics.
All right. Do you think that's part of your problem?
No, because when I talk to people, what I find companies looking for are not necessarily BS degrees, unless it's a true programming job. If it's support job or sales support job or an architect or design job, they're looking for a broader range of educational background and business experience.
All right. So I'm not trying to be hard on you here, John, but when I hear you throw those majors out, I'm starting to think you're competing with people who have Bachelor of Science degrees in computer science and electrical engineering. And who do you think is going to get the job?
When it comes down to the money, probably those guys.
Yeah.
But with 20 years experience working in the fields and having my certifications of MS, you know, the MCSE and the MCSD, Linux and different certifications, I feel my experience would be good in comparison to the BS. I think it's more than just that. It's that companies are having to reevaluate what their core strategies are and who are the best people to support those core strategies.
And so you don't see that you fit into those core strategies, perhaps?
In a lot of places I don't.
Yeah.
I spent the past year and a half in the wireless field, and that is, I think, being hit the hardest.
So what's your plan?
Turned down.
John, what's your plan? How are you going to get a job?
Keep pushing out my resume.
Are you thinking maybe moving? Have you thought about moving out of Austin?
Absolutely. I have to go where the job is.
Mm.
And I haven't gotten any bites here in Austin, but I've gotten a few outside of Austin.
So do you think that then maybe because Austin is so tech heavy, maybe we're having fewer of these open positions out of that 900,000 than we see in other parts of the country?
That's the feeling I get in the past 3 weeks of looking for jobs.
Do you think there's any end in sight to this? Any end in sight to this? You think we're going to pull out of it?
I do. I do. I think it'll be shorter than a lot of people expect. The paradigm shift for that new technology hasn't happened yet, but I think it will within the next 6 months. And as soon as that new killer app or the bandwidth opens up, there will be a need to not have the technology because the Joneses have the technology, but there'll be a true change in how we use the technology to enhance our business strategy.
Right, and that's what it's going to take, John, I think, to really make this happen. I really appreciate your call. Now, he was honest and he was open, and you know, I asked him the hard questions because a year ago, it didn't matter what degree you had. If you knew anything about computer, come on in, you got a job. It's not like that now. And people like John, who have coasted on the idea that they maybe got the wrong major, but they were adept technologically at picking up those skills, are having to fight the fact that other people on paper have degrees that don't that just mesh better with the job than his does. And I like to hear that optimism in his voice, though, but it is a little disturbing, don't you think, that he is thinking about looking outside of the Austin area to get a tech job? Here we are, Silicon Hills. I got a note on that later, too. You know, we're supposed to be this new technology capital of the central United States here, especially in the southern portions of it, and now we've got some of our trained people looking elsewhere to get the job. And, you know, John sounded like he was really a person who knew what he was doing, and he certainly knew his business, but apparently that business has contracted to the point now where he doesn't have much of an opportunity to find a job. If something doesn't come open soon, he's definitely going to be looking elsewhere. You're listening to KLBJ's New Technology Show. This is a preview edition, and we're going to come back and talk some more about this in just a moment. The phone number, 836-0590, #590. I'm Dr. Craig Lowry. I'd like to hear from you if you're a tech worker, and I want you to tell me your experience, what's been happening with it. We'll be taking your phone calls coming up next on KLBJ.